welcome to it. Your bullet points for this day, this Wednesday, the 29th of March, 2017. A Democratic collapse. Unforeseen by some, but a Democratic collapse. The DNC firing everybody. We've got that for you. Healthcare back in the news. Full repeal back on the schedule, back in the realm of possibilities. Sanctuary cities, the fights there. The war on coal. Ford investing in PETA. The People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals are on a killing spree. I can't make this stuff up. Also on the program today, we're going to have Todd Wood, George Landreth, Katrina Trinko, Tom Harris to talk about climate science and what's going on for real out there. It's all straight ahead, so buckle up and put on your helmet. This is The Steve Gribber Show.
This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is The Steve Gribber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gribber.
All right, my friends, it is Wednesday. Wednesday here on the program is the Steve Gribber Show. Glad to have you here. Full contact radio. If you're ready for full contact, you've come to the right place. This is not a safe space. This is a place where we get into it. We're going to get into it, man. All right, so there you go. I want you to know that the Democratic National Committee, complete disarray. Tom Perez has launched a major overhaul of the party's organization. I thought it was the Republicans that were in chaos and crisis, but apparently it's the Democrats in complete chaos. I mean, he fired everybody. Give me your resignations. Everybody here. Perez is the new guy, and he's the new sheriff in town, Tom Perez. He's got all the personality of a cat with its tail stepped on. He'll fit in perfectly. Party staff routinely see major turnaround and turnover with the new boss. That's what they've been expecting. But the mass resignation letters give Perez a different chance to basically retool and remake the DNC and no longer in Donna Brazile's image. Donna Brazile, now that she has been disgraced, her image has been, well, they took her picture off the wall, I guess. Had all her they could possibly take at that point. Apparently Perez is counting on a committee to review the process, decide who shall stay, if any. Of course, it all began with that big meltdown over Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the revelations of what was in different emails and how she had her thumb on the scale for Hillary Clinton over Bernie Sanders during the election last year. All of that. And then Donna Brazile, we find out, is sliding questions to a town hall meeting with Bernie Sanders, sliding Hillary Clinton's questions ahead of time to Donna Brazile, who came in as the temporary chair. She's since resigned her job at CNN. It's better than getting fired for cheating. And is not at the DNC anymore. So Tom Perez is the new sheriff, like I said. Sean Spicer's challenges with the media continue today, continuing yesterday with April Ryan, a reporter for the American Urban Radio Network. The American Urban Radio Network, April Ryan works there. And it got into a tough exchange, to say the least. A tough exchange, to say the least. Let's take a look at, and I want you to hear this between April Ryan and Sean Spicer. Because during the White House briefing yesterday, she started talking about Russia and the Trump administration and the investigation, and Sean Spicer didn't take it very well. It's clip 7. Let this go for a bit. Clip 7, April Ryan.
2.5 months in, you've got this Yates story today. You've got other things going on. You've got Russia. You've got you got wiretapping, you got...
No, we don't have that. You, I know.
On Capitol Hill.
No, I get it, but you keep... I've said it from the day that I got here until whatever, that there is no connection. You've got Russia. If the president puts Russian salad dressing on his salad tonight, somehow that's a Russian connection. But every single person... I appreciate your agenda here, but the reality is... Oh, no, hold on. No, at some point, report the facts. The facts are that every single person who has been briefed on this subject has come away with the same conclusion. Republican, Democrat, so... I'm sorry that disgusts you. You're shaking your head. I appreciate it, but understand this, that at some point, the facts are what they are. And every single person who has been briefed on the situation with respect to the situation with Russia, Republican, Democrat, Obama appointee, career, have all come to the same conclusion. At some point, April, you're going to have to take no for an answer with respect to whether or not there was collusion.
How do you change the perception
we're going to keep doing everything we're doing to make sure that what the president told the American people he was going to do to fulfill those pledges and promises that he made to bring back jobs, to grow the economy, to keep our nation safe. That's what he's been focused on since day one. We're going to keep focusing on that every single day.
Condi Rice comes Friday. Condi Rice did not support this president. She did not go to the convention. She comes. What is on the agenda? And how is their relationship? Has it healed since 2006 when he used a very negative word to describe?
So here's what I'll tell you. It's interesting that you ask those two questions back to back. On the one hand, you're saying, what are we doing to improve our image? And then here he is once again meeting somebody that hasn't been a big supporter of his. Hold on. April, hold on. You, it seems like you're hell-bent on trying to make sure that whatever image you want to tell about this White House stays, because at the end of the day, let me answer. I understand. Okay, but you know what? You're asking me a question, and I'm going to answer it, which is the president. I'm sorry. Please stop shaking your head again. But at some point, the reality is that this president continues to reach out to individuals who've supported him, who didn't support him, Republicans, Democrats, to try to bring the country together.
Then we can stop right there. Here's the point. This woman would not let it go. She was on MSNBC later. She's, a hero to the left because she kept going to the same narrative. It doesn't matter what the facts show. It doesn't matter that there is no Russian connection, that this whole thing about a Russian investigation and so forth is made up. I mean, let's be honest, the Democrats didn't care much about the Russians and wouldn't care about them now if Hillary Clinton had actually done what she was supposed to do, which was win in November. But instead, a populist upstart billionaire real estate developer smacked her in the Electoral College, and they're still smarting. And people from the apparent American Urban Radio Network are part of that same conversation, thinking that they can make a difference and they can continue to deliver. And Sean Spicer is right. Sean's right. He said, you keep delivering your same narrative. You have something you want to come away with this from this conversation with. It doesn't change. He's right about that. I think Sean Spicer has some challenging days. I'm not sure he'll make it 6 months into this gig, but maybe he will. But it's clear that, you listen to a left-wing reporter like that, and the comments are the same. They're cutting him off. They won't let him speak. Let him answer the question, at least. 14 after, you're listening to the Steve Gruber Show, the Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966. Let's do this. We'll be right back.